Wow. Holy crap. 2018 is almost done. I'm about to kick the door and slam it shut on this year. It's been a very interesting year, and I thought today I would reflect on the year that was. I'm going to take a few weeks break and then return with the newest episode on January 1st, which is a Tuesday. Normally, these episodes come out on a Monday, but it will be on a Tuesday. By the way, a few episodes ago, I was like, yeah, we're going to release episodes on Thursdays too. Well, we are, I am going to do that. I don't know why I always say we. Anyway, I am going to do that. It's all scheduled and ready to go. So in 2018, episodes will release on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays will be these talking head episodes, these episodes where I talk about different topics related to lifestyle design, online entrepreneurship, what have you. On Thursdays, I'm bringing back my interviews with interesting and amazing people in the personal finance space in particular. I love the stories that they shared, and I kind of missed sharing them. So I had a whole bunch actually set aside. And so it's time to start sharing those episodes with you guys. I think you'll enjoy them as much as I did recording them, and that they're helpful because I'm in the personal finance space and I want to encourage listeners to better their money, to experience other people's journeys to debt freedom, to making more, to creating the lives that they want. And I think that it's important to share their stories. So heads up, starting in 2019, it will be two episodes a week, and I think you're going to enjoy those as much as I did. All right, so let's talk about 2018. Bye, Felicia. Bye to 2018. So glad. Hate election years. Each one has been even worse than the previous one, and 2018, that was definitely the case. In order to go to the show notes, by the way, you can go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/by2018. So by BYE 2018. All right, so my year in review. Okay, let's just be real here. 2018 was really hard. It was freaking hard. It was a hard year. It was a hard year for me. I decided at the end of FinCon 2017 that I was not happy with how my business was going. I wasn't happy with the results, i.e., money, and I just felt like I was still a little all over the place, and I was just tired. So I decided to take a year off from traveling and attending conferences. So just traveling in general and attending conferences for the most part. And I decided to really focus on brand identity, brand visibility, and creating product. Because, you know, when you are running a business, you, I don't know, actually need products to sell. I also wondered how on earth I would like meet these goals if I stayed at home and focused. Like, if I stayed at home, would I be able to meet these goals? I really felt like I was relying on conferences and these different events to make my goals happen. So I was legitimately concerned that by staying home, I might hurt my brand. And I can tell you that was not the case, and we'll get into it. I also had my debt repayment goal and journey that I was still on. I am still on. And my hope was that I would get close to finishing repaying all of my unsecured debts or finish paying them by the end of this year. Heads up, I didn't pay them all off, but I'm really, really, really close. Like, I'm super close. And then I'll just have my student loans to focus on. I can't explain how big this is for me emotionally. When I look back to see how much I've paid off, I don't even know. Like, all I know is I had a large number of lots of debts, and now I have eight that I'm dealing with. One's large, the other's kind of a little big, so I gotta get that done. But there is a huge difference dealing with like 20 plus creditors easily versus eight. I think I had like 30 plus. I don't even know. Just all kinds of debt, all kinds of people, all kinds of energy. And that has changed significantly. So I was really hoping I would get that paid off, but it looks like probably January or February, I should have the unsecured debt paid off finally. And I'm thrilled. So what did happen in terms of growing my business and like what was on my list? So I'm going to just kind of read through things and I'm amazed at what happened. So I wrote 5 books. One is about to be published in the next week or so. I created 2 courses and a coaching program. I finished building out my business funnel and figured out what I wanted to be known for. Unfortunately, I was depressed for several months during the summer of all times. I just, all of a sudden, I was just very mentally tired and overwhelmed. I do think the election season did make it worse, but that did happen. And I was very stressed out by the election season. I actually had an eye twitch for 3 months. I'm laughing about it now, but it was really bad. Like my eye was just twitching and twitching and twitching. Weirdly enough, it finished twitching on November 7th. You figure it out. I also had some significant back pain, like tension. Imagine like a vice grip in your lower back. So I had that happen and that sucked and it was painful. And yeah, so that sucked. So I have to really focus on making sure that my health is good and that I'm taking care of myself and that I'm shutting out things that I cannot control. And so that was a hard thing to kind of acknowledge and be aware of. I pushed back my coaching program and added one of my courses to it as a bonus. And I pushed back this coaching program to 2019. Building out courses for me takes a lot of energy. It took a lot of energy to create, make money with ebooks, to have it in beta, to learn what worked, what didn't work, and refine it. So that was a lot more intense than I initially thought it would be. And I just had to decide that I had to focus on where I was having success and where I was excited. And so I had to go ahead and push the coaching program to fall of 2019. Thrilled with the decision. I think it'll be better for my students and clients. And yeah, that was a good time, a good decision that I made. I spent time with a lot of friends and it was glorious. I could have spent even more time with them. And that actually is a plan going into 2019, is to spend even more time with the people that I love and focus on happiness and wellness. I attended the pop-up business school that was held at Mr. Money Mustache's Mustachian headquarters. It was a phenomenal experience. As a result, I actually ended up being interviewed for PBS NewsHour, and I am currently in PBS NewsHour's most downloaded video, most watched video. So that was kind of cool. They are over 2 million views and counting. So if you're curious about that, I'll include that in the show notes as well. I moderated a panel at Denver Startup Week, and I also spoke on a panel at Denver Startup Week. That actually was a huge professional goal of mine, and I had kind of given up on that goal because I didn't submit a panel for that event. I didn't love the selection process. And so I was actually asked to do these things because of my network. So they had, the people who asked me to participate in the panel and to moderate the panel, they had no idea that this was something that I really wanted to happen. And so when I talk about nurturing your network and letting them know what you're known for and being very clear what you're known for, this is why, because then it's easy for them to reach out to you to let you know about opportunities that they think would be a great fit for you. I spent a lot more time in the mountains, and that has been glorious. I also moderated a panel at the Fuel Your Influence Blogger Conference held in Denver. It was the inaugural conference. Try to get that word out. And it's a conference that was created by my friend Jenny Fink. She did an incredible job. It was a wonderful experience. And actually, as a result of attending that event and a couple of other events in the past couple of years, I have developed an event as well. I've vaguely referred to it. It's called the Money on the Mountain Retreat. It is a retreat for women who are currently single, who basically do not have their money coupled up. And I'm excited to share the details about that with my email list before the end of the year, and then in a podcast episode at the beginning of the year. So we'll keep you posted on that. I also made the most affiliate income I've ever made. So that was awesome. I had been struggling with that, honestly, and I was able to finally just grow that so that was consistent, and I'm looking forward to making more passive, quote unquote, passive. It's never passive. It's super active until it's not. Income moving into 2019. I recorded another big television segment that I actually kind of don't want to mention with whom until it's live, but I was recently reached out to by the producer of that segment, so I know that I'm making the final cut. I recorded something big as well, something bigger actually than PBS NewsHour. So I'm very excited, and we'll share that with you guys as that goes live. I attended the inaugural, why can't I get the word out, Sense Positive Retreat for Women in the FIRE Community, Financial Independence, Retire Early. It was so good, so enjoyable, and it was held in Denver. I actually received a scholarship for it. I was like, hey, I'm still paying off my debt, and I really feel like I would receive a lot of value from this experience, but financially, I have to put all my money on the debt. This truth resonated with Tanya, and I was able to attend for free. It was kind of far from Denver and from where I live. It was held in Denver, but on the city limits, basically, in Aurora, which is a city next to Denver. And so I was actually able to stay at the venue, the retreat venue, and that was phenomenal. And I met incredible people in the FIRE community. They've been so warm, so supportive, and I'm just looking forward to transitioning to wealth creation and growing my income and investing and learning from these ladies so that I can get my money to grow in the next year. Next year's. I lost weight and then ate it back. I gained it back during the election. It was so sad. What I discovered was I really need to focus on my mental health, and I will be scheduling monthly check-ins with a therapist starting in January. It's working for yourself is really intense, and I think that it's just a non-negotiable that you have to do a check-in with a health wellness professional. Growing my list did not work. That still did not work, and neither did consistency and releasing content consistently. Fortunately, I am working on batching my work, so I think that that will no longer be an issue. But so my list grew, but it's not where I want it to be. So that is something that I'm working on as well. What did work was having a vision board. I love vision boards. I'm obsessed with them. I think everyone should have a vision board. And that was actually very helpful because I was able to achieve a lot of the goals that I thought about at the beginning of last year, of this year, or of 2018. Being part of a mastermind group was incredibly helpful, as it is every year, because I was accountable to other people. Investing resources to grow myself professionally. I actually pay to participate in another mastermind group, and that has been a welcome addition to what I'm doing. I do have a couple of things that I'll be spending on 2019, and I've already just decided what those will be, and we'll set aside money for that and then pay for it when I'm ready to move on it. What hasn't worked? My Squarespace blog and podcast. Actually, it's so funny because I have a bigger email list with that project. It just grows. It has babies. But really, I need to set aside allocated time towards it. So now that has been set up in my schedule. That is a non-negotiable, especially because there's a huge opportunity to make podcast sponsorship money with that project. I have funneled both websites to the same resource. So if you were to land on a blog post for Squarespace, you would still eventually get to the Make Money with eBooks course or the other resources that I've developed. And so that's simplified a lot of things. But the reality is, people landing on my Michelle is Money Hungry website may not care about anything related to Colorado. And so I don't want to commingle the content yet. Publishing my romance novels, my wonderful, beloved, smutty romance novels has been the best thing ever. And yeah, like that has been 2018. It's been up and down a little more than I would like, but I definitely feel great about making the decision to take a break, to kind of stand in the stillness, if you will. I hate to say this, but I would be happy to take another year off from travel. Like, I would be totally fine with it. But I've decided to attend a couple of events, which will be out of state. I will be going to FinCon and Podcast Movement. I am also attending the Elevate event that I don't want to release too many details about that, but that's for people of color in the personal finance space. So there's things coming up that I'm super excited about, thrilled to support and to share with other people. So how did your 2018 go? Mine was crazy, but I'm really looking forward to 2018, especially knocking out that final unsecured debt. Like, I have a couple of things I'm paying off at the end of this month, and then I'm just going all in. So have a wonderful rest of the year. I look forward to sharing the next episode on Tuesday, January 1st, 2019. And thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe and like the show. Take care. Bye.